We left base camp today before midday, headed for the valley and Panguache. Peter and I stopped once to look back at Ahmed Ablam and reflect on the past days here near this spectacular mountain. After our success on Lobache earlier in the expedition, we arrived in Panguache with confidence and with hopes of another summit. Not long after arriving in our lodge, we heard stunning news from high on the mountain. The distinctive feature, which is a hanging glacier for which the mountain receives its name, had partially collapsed, resulting in an avalanche that swept Camp 3, which has been used for summit attempts for decades. Lost were one British, two Swedish, and three local climbing Sherpas here from the town of Panguache. And this has never happened on this mountain. Our plans would definitely have to change. This was clear. Myself, along with Peter, Ontemba, our Sadar, Dasona, one of our climbing Sherpas, and others discussed what would be our plans. And after all, we had hoped for the summit. The climb up the southwest ridge is a classic and beautiful one. Past Camp 1, the climbing is technical, exposed, and always demanding your attention. The route in this portion follows the ridge crest, or at least close to it. Once Camp 3 is reached, the climbing changes. It's a bit more straightforward, snow and ice leading to the summit. And because of the recent avalanche, the level of risk had changed, and how much was really uncertain. As is the custom here, Lama Geshe was consulted, and Dasona met with the Lama before joining us at base camp. Before hearing from Lama Geshe, Peter and I had discussed what he and I would climb together as far as Camp 2. The climbing is amazing to this point and is not exposed to any hazard from the Dablam. Peter would then return to Camp 1 and then to base camp with Dasona. I had hoped that Pasang and I would continue the next day from Camp 2 to the summit and possibly refix ropes on the way. By going from Camp 2 to the summit and back to Camp 2, we hoped to limit our exposure to avalanche hazard, and of course reassessing any risk we perceived along the way. The Buddhist faith is an integral part of life here in the Khambu region, and it guides and enriches life here and has for centuries. When Dasona reached base camp with word from Lama Geshe, our plans changed again. And with respect for our climbing Sherpas and the religion that guides them, we would not climb under the Dablam for this season. So now we are safe and sound back in Panguache. As Peter described it, it was one of the best climbing and... Oh, sorry, it was the best climbing and the most fun he's ever had on the mountains. And our plan had been to reach the top of Ahmed Ablam. And along the way, we found being with friends and climbing in the high mountains can be the summit, no matter how high you get.